Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. If you're a new listener, maybe you discovered the show on my Facebook ads. Once you hit follow on your local podcast app, I would appreciate that. I'm here 7 days a week. I usually start with the late night shows, and this week they are off. But fortunately, I had squirreled some jokes away. RuPaul recently guest hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live and said, "Hey, you know how Jeff Bezos went up into space last month with his cute little cowboy hat? Well, now they're selling mini replicas of his rocket. There it is. Are we even allowed to show that on TV?" A little phallic. Fallon, yeah, there it is, anxiously waiting to probe your galaxy. RuPaul, it measures 10 inches from the base to the tip. Yeah, I've heard that before. I'll be the judge of that. RuPaul, this is the best part. I'm not making this up. The rocket is apparently priced at $69. Jimmy Fallon, seriously, I don't even think you can show that on OnlyFans. From the Boston Globe, they attended John Mulaney's set on Saturday at the Wilbur Theater. And they said there was a moment, a quiet one, during Mulaney's show. It wasn't one of his signature wry jokes. It wasn't a microphone cord flourish or a well-meaning jab at Boston. It was when, after sharing the details of his drug addiction, intervention, and rehab stint, he told the crowd, "I'm doing okay," to which we uproariously applauded. Mulaney's sold out 21-show run at the Wilbur. That's a lot, which broke a venue record. Is reckoning himself. Most of the show chronicles John Mulaney's star-studded December intervention, aided by the likes of Fred Armisen, Bill Hader, and Natasha Lyonne, for his addiction to cocaine, Percocet, Adderall, and Xanax. It's also reckoning with his fans, with the attention-seeking behaviors that made him a captivating comic, but also drove him to hell and back again. When he walked on stage to thunderous applause, he said he would self-destruct more often if he knew that would be the response. The Boston Globe said the show might be called from scratch, but the material isn't. John Mulaney has referenced his addiction problems in previous specials, but always downplayed it as a youthful phase that had long since passed. Never before have we seen John Mulaney with this proximity to the punchline. But this is not a show like Hannah Gatsby or Bo Burnham meta unraveling. John Mulaney never strays far from his droll deliveries, anchored to his tried and true formula of making the mundane outlandish and vice versa. He regales us with the indignation he felt when nobody recognized him in the Pennsylvania rehab facility where he spent 2 months. He pokes fun at fellow comedian Nick Kroll, who had Zoom connectivity issues during his hybrid intervention. The writer says, "I choose to believe that Mulaney is broadcasting his demons because this is his best material. He did not get a say in us learning his secrets, but he does get a say in which ones he could spin into razor-sharp jokes, like the one about snorting cocaine off a baby-changing table in a gas station on the ride to rehab, and those jokes leave crowds howling. During the show, he conversed with a woman seated in the balcony who had also been to rehab for drug addiction. He spent 2 minutes about why a joke he just told about Bill Hader flopped. He implored us to buy his t-shirt merch, one of which says, 'I saw him right after he got out of rehab.' That's funny. Attributing it to, quote, financial problems. After recounting his intervention from the perspective of the clever centerpiece, he notes, if he were to tell the real story, the one where his friend saved his life, it would make for a boring comedy routine." Sounds like a really fantastic show. Ari Shaffir is hitting the road with a brand new hour, this from the Interrobang. This time he's going back to his roots and channeling the good old-fashioned stand-up he used to do when he was still working his way up the ranks and wanting to become a paid regular at the Comedy Store. He's also letting his fans name this tour anything they want. His only requirement is that their idea makes him laugh, and so far he's given his tour over 70 hilarious and often disturbing names that are all keeping with the spirit of comedy that is so undeniably Ari. He said he was first introduced to stand-up comedy by a friend at a sleepaway camp. "We would listen to Dice and Eddie Murphy on tape. On recorded tape, it was bootleg, which was pretty normal back then." That is true. We would copy each other's cassette tapes. "Dice was the biggest thing in the world, and so was Eddie Murphy. We were middle school seniors, and I remember listening to them in the student union. We listened to them there, and if a teacher came in, we'd quickly shut it off because we knew it was wrong and would die laughing." There was a time when, if you were my age and it was the mid-80s, a lot of us could probably do Eddie Murphy comedian. Could probably do it off the top of our head back in the day. Like, to this day, if you say lemonade, I'll go, "Lemonade, the cool, refreshing drink." Great bit. Ari then spoke to the Interrobang about the, quote, traumatic experience of being ousted from the show he created in This Is Not Happening, the name of that show. Ari said, when they were blackmailing me for that show, at that point, I had just come back from Southeast Asia, and I had just come back specifically to do the show. I was not ready to come back yet. I was having a good time. I walked back into it and managed to sell my special to Netflix. Then my manager was like, well, we have to tell Comedy Central before you do that. And I was like, that sounds like a bad idea. What if they get mad? And she was like, no, they won't. And of course they did. They got super mad, and they were like, if you walk away, we'll keep the show going. Rogan offered to do some hosting, and they said no. Segura and Kreischer offered, and they said no. At that point, I was just going to leave. I was just going to go on a flight and go back to where I was. I just wanted to run away. I was like, you're forcing me out on this? Mitzi Shore had warned him, you just have to put your trust in people. They won't always let you down, but sometimes they will. From WECT, Alonzo Bowden will headline the reopening and new location of the Dead Crow Comedy Room in downtown Wilmington. Bowden says Dead Crow has the best name of a comedy club in the country and is excited to be the first act in the venue's new spot September 3rd and 4th. One of the things I love about Dead Crow, it's like an old school comedy club. The chain club, sometimes you don't know where you are. You have to look at the sign. Am I in Columbus, Ohio, Arlington, Texas? You don't know. Dead Crow, it just has a vibe to it. The toughest thing is to be funnier than reality. That used to be easy. Now, Texas has no mass and open carry gun laws. Even in the old West, when you carried a gun, you wore a mask. How hard is it? That's the reality I'm up against. That's a good joke. That's a good bit. The logic's gone out the window. Somehow, 100,000 Twitter followers is the equivalent to a PhD. I don't know how that happened, so we just need to take a break and laugh. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by my casual travel podcast. It is called Travel Is Back. Every week, I tell you about a place I've been and what I like to do when I'm there. This week, Cleveland. Next week, Vancouver. Having been to both Cleveland and Vancouver, I can tell you they are very different. But this upcoming weekend is the Cleveland Air Show. So take a listen to the Cleveland episode of Travel Is Back, wherever you get your podcasts. Edinburgh Fringe has wrapped up, but I'm still catching up on some of the reviews. Chortle gave 3.5 stars to Mark Simmons' one-linerer. Chortle says, with some excellent one-liners, Mark Simmons regularly charts in the annual Jokes of the Fringe list. And the problem with one-liners, as Chortle says, the challenge for any one-liner comic is to give some form and texture to the gags, lest they suffer diminishing returns as the audience tire of an unyielding format. I had that problem when I saw Stephen Wright live. I love Stephen Wright, but for like 8 minutes. An hour and 15 minutes in a Stephen Wright's delivery, that deadpan, low-energy delivery, my brain was like shutting off. I couldn't take it anymore, so I totally get what Chortle's saying here. They write, in this work in progress, mild-mannered Simmons has a few tricks to vary the pace, tending to unleash a string of 3 or 4 punchlines, then relax a little to let them sink in before the next volley. A flip chart on stage shows the subject he's going to cover, travel, jobs, being lazy, new jokes, relationships, which conceals a few extra gags. While the work in progress element is serviced with a clipboard of 90 gags, we give a number, he tells the joke, then decides if it's a keeper. The hit rate's not bad, and none truly fail. Sounds like it was a good time. Hey, Miss Pat has booked her first hour-long stand-up special at Netflix, this from Variety. The special, still to be titled, will be shot at the Atlanta Comedy Theater on September 25th. Variety says Miss Pat's unique voice comes from always being honest and personal to her own life, rather than reaching for a hot topic or headline of the moment. That's why she says you shouldn't expect COVID jokes, but you also shouldn't expect to hear about the same people or pockets of her life she included in her 2017 memoir, Rabbit. Ms. Pat says, there's so many chapters to my life. You've got Patricia, you've got Rabbit, you've got Ms. Pat, you've got a wife, you've got a mother. So there's many stories I can pull from. On my previous special with Netflix, I talked about my grandkids. On this special, I talk about my crack baby. If I put it on TV, I won't go back to it. It's done. It's time for me to get to work. If you heard it, if I tape it, it goes in the trash because it's something you already paid for. And from the Moscow Times, Russia has issued an expulsion order against a popular Belarusian comic after ruling that the comic insulted ethnic Russians in a stand-up routine. Idrak Mirzalad, and I probably got your name wrong, Idrak, has sparked controversy with a joke on a popular YouTube show this spring where he told a story about non-Slavs facing discrimination when trying to rent apartments in Moscow. On Monday, the Interior Ministry declared that his continued presence in Russia is, quote, undesirable, a label which amounts to a de facto expulsion under Russian law. In the joke, the comedian had recounted how he and his brother had found a feces-stained mattress in an apartment whose previous tenants were ethnic Russians, remarking that, apparently, Russians smear crap on themselves and go to sleep. That comment sparked uproar on social media and state-run TV. The Internal Affairs Ministry said, in his public speech, the comedian made expressions that incite hatred and enmity towards persons of Russian nationality, humiliating their human dignity. In this regard, his presence on the territory of the Russian Federation had been recognized as threatening the public order and the rights and legitimate interests of others. The comedian pleaded not guilty, but in court apologized to the people who saw and misinterpreted him. He said, I had no intention to offend, especially since I was participating in a comedy performance, but I repent to those who saw the bits taken out of context since it sounded inappropriate to them. And I understand the feelings. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. If you like what I do, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Meet you here tomorrow.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza Napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.